As the beloved cosmic being, the mighty Vesta, speaks her heart to us, let us send our love to her, knowing always it makes us one with the great authority and power of her sacred fire and cosmic protection, which her love is to all that is pure and constructive. Beloved ones of God's heart, treading the pathway of earth, know thou art the home of God's heart's flame, whose life forever goes forth in cosmic action to bless, to love, and to forever expand its glorifying power and produce purity everywhere. As we enter into the release of that great purifying all-Christ fire that guards the home of God's life to the earth, know that each of you from today becomes the home of a flame of love from my heart. Will you consider yourselves as such and guard carefully the gift I give? For it is all powerful and is ever the great onward flow of all perfection to this earth from the great beings who have designed its cosmic destiny of beauty, perfection, and ever-expanding light to produce the miracles of creation and bring joy that is eternal. Try to know that the flame of love from my heart is a guardian of your life's flame in this world. The cosmic fire of my love is the guardian of the purity that life in you must forever express. The fire of my love is the guardian of the home of the whole race of mankind. Therefore, America is mine to guard. America's people are the sacred fire from the heart of the central sun, whose province it is my great privilege to hold as guardian of the life of God's heart here. The immortal purity of cosmic Christ love forever shall I guard on those who are struggling Godward on the pathway of purity shall be held within the flame of my heart, which I assure you is the power of immortal protection throughout this whole system of worlds. I am guardian of the flame, guardian of the home of God's eternal purity of life. Therefore, you who have turned away from the impurity of the rest of mankind are drawing hourly nearer and nearer into the great cosmic heart of cosmic Christ victory, which can only express in this world as the flame of eternal purity is ever allowed to grow greater and expand its authority and power through the outer self of those who want protection. The outer selves of mankind who want protection must want to protect purity, must want to protect that which is constructive, must want to protect the cosmic love that the great life of the mighty I Am Presence has poured ceaselessly throughout the universe, throughout the ages, throughout the aeons of time to this world. Therefore, it is your privilege as I Am students to now become the guardians of God's love to the earth. And in the power and capacity which is mine to draw that cosmic fire and protect it, of the great purity of God's love, so shall that fiery substance descend and be the protection of all that is pure. The cosmic fire that forever surges throughout creation is the eternal protection of the purity of God's love, and that should be understood by all mankind. Each of you is a home of God's life, and that life, if allowed to pour forth its cosmic powers through you in the immortal purity of its love, would forever manifest the perfection of the cosmic Christ. Therefore, your nation, which represents the heart of love to this earth, the heart of life to all mankind, must be purified and held within the cosmic fire of all Christ love and purity, if it is to survive and to be cut free from the destruction of impurity. If you will accept the power of my fire substance, flowing as it does ceaselessly wherever life calls it forth, there shall be established about you the guard of all Christ fire, within which is every power that your life could ever require to produce perfection in this world, to master conditions here, to arise free from the limitations that have been the shadows of human creation. Just as surely as a light consumes the darkness, can the flame of my heart's love bring purity and peace and protection to life, to all that is constructive. Therefore, those who wish to guard with me the cosmic Christ freedom to the earth of the beloved mighty I Am Presence can become the home of my heart's flame. And if you will feel how close the unfed flame in your heart is one with the love in my heart, you will know what it means to enter in to the cosmic action of the power of our life streams to assist you to stand against that which otherwise will destroy you. Your beloved I Am presence, praise it for eternity. Love it without limit. Adore it. Serve it. Dwell within it. And know it is the home of your everlasting perfection. And when the disturbing conditions of the outer world seek to again cast their suffering upon life, retire within the flame of our love. First of all, the love from your beloved I Am presence. The love flame from our hearts, the hearts of the ascended hosts and the cosmic beings, and dwell within the great fire substance from our great temples of life, which ever pour forth power that mankind as yet cannot direct in the physical world. In order to overcome the conditions of destruction that seek always to prevent the fulfillment of the divine plan in this world, there must come to your assistance, my dear ones, more of the all-Christ fire of our love. You have got to have this love if you're going to have protection, whether it be against war or the destruction that sometimes acts through the powers of nature or from mankind's own frightful creation. You may intellectually seek for eternity through the reason for the solution of your problems, but I say to you, the great cosmic fire of our love is a solution of every problem in the physical octave, now and forever. If you understand me today and demand of your outer self that it now become the home of my fire substance of eternal purity and my fiery protection of life's almighty flame, and becomes the home of my great flame of love to the earth, then will you feel as you move forward the peace that none can take from you. The peace in which you abide that raises you in its terrific cosmic action above every condition of disturbance. And then, when you seek supply, will you ask for the love supply of the all-Christ fire that throughout the universe ever creates perfection that forever grows greater? You who struggle in the conditions of the physical world for supply and for the attainment of that which is constructive, know always that when you become the home of our great all-Christ love, its great love, supply is yours automatically. You scarcely have to think of something until it appears before you to serve you. That is the power of the love to which I refer. That is the power of the great cosmic Christ fire of the love to which I have attained. That is the power and the protection of the all Christ fire which I give to life wherever life looks to me and gives me an opening wherein I may come in and abide through my heart's flame of love and there establish the all Christ perfection of cosmic power. You may struggle, you may rebel, you may weep, you may argue, you may quarrel, you may disagree, but it will not do you any good. The only thing that does you good anywhere in all creation is the all Christ love of cosmic Christ fire. If you will make the outer self the home of its flame, you will find it perfectly capable of supplying you with that which you require until your ascension is complete. If you will one day place this all Christ love from the heart of your beloved I Am presence above everything in the physical world and know that that is your home and demand that the outer self live in it and that that is the guard of all the powers of your life flame which you desire to use in this world, you will find my words fulfilled as I pour this love to you today. You might seek throughout all creation for all eternity, and you will find my words true forever. You will find the great principle of all creation is the great love flame of life, whose authority as the cosmic Christ is forever in command and controlling all. Therefore, whatever there is of lack in this world, whether it be the lack of things, or the lack of harmony, or the lack of security, or the lack of peace, it is in reality but the lack of these flames of all Christ love from your own I Am presence and the ascended host and cosmic beings and the angelic host, which ought to be flowing into all physical conditions to produce perfection, to protect it and expand it until its eternal miracles of light and happiness fill all. Mankind have been told, and the intellect has agreed, but the feelings have not obeyed. Now I come to bring the heart flame of my love into the emotional bodies of those of you who have faced your beloved I Am presence and have tried to turn your backs upon the destruction of the world. I have come to supply the fire substance of all Christ love and the guarding flames of my heart's power of life to love without limit under the glory of its perfection abides everywhere with you, and your own heart's flame is given the opportunity to let its own powers expand through your outer use and produce the perfection that ought to fill this world. The beloved mighty Helios, who throughout age upon age has poured the flame of his heart's life and love to this whole system of worlds, is the authority of life in all outer manifestation. In the cosmic capacity in which I serve, it is my privilege to draw the fire substance of my life's love into condensation in this system of worlds to produce manifestation that glorifies the source of love, the mighty I Am presence of each one and of the great central sun. Therefore, if each of you will become the home of an individualized flame of my heart's love, I shall show you what my power is to guard you, to guard your life flame, to guard your purity, to guard your homes, to guard the home of the race of mankind in America. There is only one power of protection throughout all creation, and it is the all-Christ fire of our love. It is the most practical thing in your world, and yet the least used. From today, if you so decree it, I shall be, through the flame of love from my heart, and through the cosmic fire substance from my great temple of life, I shall become a permanent protector of you. Thank you, precious ones, and while you are standing, I wish you to know with every fiber of your being that the eternal fire of all Christ love must burn more brightly through your own heart's flames, through your life's powers released into outer physical action, and through the activities of your nation, if the destructive forces are to be withdrawn from the earth. Won't you be seated, please? the all Christ love of your own heart's flame must burn more brightly in and around you if this strength is to go forth to the people of this nation until they arise and do that which they must do if they are to fulfill the divine plan and hold to freedom. The great cosmic Christ fire of eternal love from the mighty I Am presence must burn more brightly in the physical octave, and it must blaze with greater all Christ power into you and your physical affairs if there is to be protection of that which is constructive. All the physical activities and genius of mankind are but as dust in the breeze. When cosmic forces move into action, unless the fire of all Christ love burns bright around the life flame of those who want protection. We have age upon age offered mankind the explanation and truth of life. They have gone on heedlessly, creating more and more destruction by deliberate choice and deliberate defiance of the law of love. Now comes the balancing time on this love which we are to all creation must become the flame of protection around your life in order for its powers to be used in outer action and shut off the destruction that threatens. You have got to have the fire of our all Christ love burning brightly around your own life, your own life's flame in this physical world, if the powers of your own life are to be used in the physical octave to produce that which is constructive in the fulfillment of the divine plan. Therefore, the peace which the world desires depends on the all Christ love and all Christ fire of our life and of your life. Therefore, if you will accept me and join me in the outpouring of this all Christ love of creation and its cosmic fire in action in the physical world, at least we will make that flame of cosmic fire its sacred power burn more brightly and act with greater force in and around you all. If you were to concentrate some definite time and attention in the demand that this all Christ fire of our love becomes now the authority of government in your land, the authority of the control of your people, the authority in the life of your people themselves, and become the power in your people to hold protection for that which is constructive, then there could come to your assistance legions of our cosmic fire, our cosmic love, made manifest as living flame in the physical octave to do this, which protects the light, the constructive activities of mankind, and their constructive desires throughout the nation and then throughout the world. Mankind think that their main business of life is to do things in the physical world, and they are mistaken. The main purpose of life throughout all creation is to expand the heart flame of love from the mighty I Am presence in physical action to produce perfection that holds happiness eternal in its ever-raising, glorifying power to all life, wherein no discord could ever act. So the main business of life is the expansion of the cosmic Christ fire of love that holds within itself all supply and all the powers of life to create beauty and perfection and ever expand its happiness to all that lives. So as you move forward in outer conditions, before you enter those conditions, call, if you care to me, for my heart's flame of all Christ protection, all Christ purity, and all Christ power to guard the home of love, of life, of freedom in you and your nation, and compel the light to manifest that consumes all darkness forever. Once I was known and recognized and obeyed, and those who held close to me were blessed for all time to come with the all Christ fire of my love. And I have guarded them through the centuries, and I shall guard them for eternity. The world who does not know me today is struggling under its own shadows because they will not let my love produce the cosmic Christ fire and light that consumes them. The mighty beings who have created this system of worlds have given and given and given their love throughout aeons of time. And until mankind turns back to them and do likewise, and pour that love to the mighty I Am presence that enables its own powers of life to carry its love everywhere in creation, mankind will go on in their slavery until they become the freedom of cosmic Christ fire, whose love is the master authority and presence of perfection forever. From today, you will have a different concept, a different understanding, and a different use of the all Christ fire of our love. And if you ask for our consciousness of all that that love can do and means throughout the universe to fill you with the glory of its victory, you will know freedom is at hand from every limitation. Whenever there is any limitation in the physical octave, it is because the all-Christ fire of our love has not been called into action there and given the authority to replace the limitation with our perfection of eternity. And since the earth is calling again for peace, I tell you, the all-Christ fire of our love must come if that peace is to again appear upon earth. Peace does not come from anywhere except the cosmic fire of our love. When will mankind understand it? Throughout aeons of time have I poured this to life, and life has ever given me more of its glorious cosmic perfection. And that is the law of all life. Throughout all aeons of time must this love be called into outer action. The all-Christ fire of our love must take its dominion on the earth. It must be the law. It must control all here. It is the cosmic command and eternal law of all creation. Mankind are not authority over the infinite universe that surrounds them. And those who are wise enough to enter in to the all-Christ fire of my love will find the truth I have spoken becoming the home of perfection wherein they may abide, and which will make them master over everything in this world, because it gives the mighty I Am presence of each one unconditional freedom through the outer self to pour its powers into your outer use to produce for you that which your hearts desire and manifest the fulfillment of the divine plan, which is your destiny. You may struggle, you may strive, you may weep, you may call, you may rebel against this which is the cosmic law, but it is greater than all manifestation throughout all the universe. This is the great immortal law and command of all creation. Therefore, the individual who understands what I say and is wise will take command now and demand that the all-Christ fire of our eternal love now becomes the law in the physical world, in everything and everybody you contact, becomes the law of your land, becomes the law of every manifestation of perfection you desire. And then will you know that the freedom which your mighty Saint Germain recognizes comes only from the mighty I Am presence, means that to call forth the power of its all-Christ fire in its love to the universe is the obedience that brings freedom into manifestation in the physical world. And its all-Christ fiery love is the protection of the freedom you call forth against that which is not love. Then may you reach to the heart of creation. Then may you enter into the all-knowing mind of God. Then may you use all the powers of life anytime you desire them in any activity, and so long as you demand the all-Christ fire of our eternal love of that mighty I Am presence be the law of your world and the command to life everywhere, will you find perfection always manifest at your command. Then will you have the power to protect that which is constructive. And you will have entered on the pathway where there is no problem, no opposition, no delay, and no shadows of human discord. If you will make yourselves and your world the home of my flame of love, of the all-Christ fire of that mighty I Am presence, you will find that your temple of life and my temple of life have become the fire temple of cosmic Christ love, whose authority is perfection forever. Then will you have the power to give as the sun gives light to the earth. Then will you have the power to protect your loved ones and cut them free from that which is not our love. It seems to me the earth has experimented long enough with the destruction of hate. We are hoping they will awaken to the cosmic Christ fire of our love and have the peace that sets them free. Without this all Christ fire of our love to which I call you today, the earth and the universe itself would dissolve from manifestation. And think you not that if it is great enough to create all that is and sustain it in ever expanding, constant action, do you not think it is great enough for you? I say to you, the all-Christ fire of our love is great enough for all that is or ever will be. I give you today the supreme scepter of power, cosmic action, cosmic fire, cosmic freedom, cosmic purity, cosmic command of all that life can give. If you insist that the flame of our love and its all Christ fire be now your home, and you demand its all Christ protection come forth around all that is constructive, and your home, the home of love supreme, becomes a glorifying flame of adoration to your blessed I Am presence, whose love has caused you to be. Only by the love of your mighty I Am presence do you have existence today. Therefore, as you call the flame of our love in its cosmic Christ fire to bring into existence in your world the eternal peace that abides only in that flame of love. It will strengthen the love in the rest of life everywhere. It will strengthen that love in the people of your nation to call it into action and hold the freedom that love has given and be the power to compel peace until love again becomes the government of every nation in the world. Age upon age and civilization upon civilization have mankind tried the various ideas of their own design as governments of the people. And whenever they have lacked love, they have failed. Every civilization that has ever gone into oblivion went there because our cosmic flame of all Christ love did not abide within them. And when people become calloused to the great purity of life and the desire for its love, then woe is but the future which they must face. But you who have turned Godward, I hope today will understand me as you have never understood this flame of love before, and know that it's all Christ fire from your own precious I Am presence. And from the cosmic beings who have poured their love to you through the ages, from the angelic host and the ascended masters, whose fire of love has given you every good thing you've ever had, I trust it will be powerful enough today to turn you forever away from all that is not its authority in this physical world, until its own expanding fire stands your guardian unto that which is not of that love forbids its approach. It is this all Christ love from your mighty I Am presence and from us that is the directing selective intelligence within and around you that knows that which is constructive and that which is not. That which is constructive is the manifestation of this love. And therefore, if you are struggling under conditions that are of distress, then this all Christ fire of our love must be called into physical action in physical conditions in the physical world and into the physical atmosphere of earth if you are to be protected against the opposite. I have come to strengthen this all Christ fire in each of you, to blaze its all Christ flame of our love into the atmosphere of your nation, that we may strengthen wherever possible that which is to hold the guard of God's freedom here. And we are privileged to once again let that fire pass through the energy of the feeding world of the people, and to consume as much as possible that which is still seeking to destroy them through war. And since the great Elohim of peace, when he came 7 years ago, brought his love in his cosmic Christ fire, when his wave of that love passed through the nation, peace within a few months followed. I today am privileged on the next spiral to render a similar service. And if I can get you to feel today what I mean by making yourselves the home of my heart's flame, of all Christ's fiery love, we shall succeed. And that is why I am here to make the effort. Thank you, my loved ones. While you're yet standing a moment, I wish to say this. Long has the flame of our love been ignored. Long has it been refused. Long has it been denied. But today, the door is open once again. I have been called and welcomed through love. Therefore, I shall stand the guard of that sacred fire of all Christ's love, its home and its immortal purity, in and around you all as you want me in your world. Once again, may we go forward and draw that great love that produces the perfection that gives freedom to life. And in the service which we are privileged to render to your mighty sanctum, on the mighty Master Jesus, on the beloved Godfrey, may that cosmic fire of our all Christ love become alive in each of you, burn brightly in its ever commanding authority and presence, and become for you an eternal temple whose cosmic fire forever commands wherever you go. May the glory of its perfection bear witness to the world of its eternal authority and power and conscious command. I wrap you this hour in a mantle of its living presence of all Christ, fire, and love from my heart, my temple of life, and that of the mighty Helios and others who are far greater than us, whom we serve in that love that creates only joy and beauty and music, ineffable in its everlasting celestial splendor. In that ineffable music is the exquisite joy of all creation, which love alone can give. I call you to the heart of its eternal victory and the glory of its presence, give you freedom and the love supply of that sacred fire ever flood to you blessings beyond your description, beyond belief. And only as you use them can you understand how great the love of that mighty I Am Presence is to the universe. May I commend you to the glory of its heart, and your home of the future be the altar of its living flame, whose joy forever blesses all with eternal peace. Let its purity crowd out every shadow and lift you beyond everything in this world that is of limitation. May the glory of its light be the pathway ahead of you, and the mantle of its everlasting flame be an armor about you, wherein the shadows will never again approach. And you, the flame of our love in this world, become the authority of peace eternal to the earth. To the glory of its great cosmic eternal power, may you turn and face your blessed I Am Presence. And in that hour, may you know all that its love has done for you throughout the ages. And now you are privileged to turn and render that same service to life and give its boundless love, our love of cosmic Christ fire, to all life wherever you go, until peace illumines the earth with its dazzling flame for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. And the home of my love in you shall become the great cosmic temple of our service to life. And all the glory of its cosmic activity to the earth forever bears witness to the truth and the reality of that blessed I Am Presence, which we in cosmic action love and obey and call into outer manifestation its glorious powers of love alone. Thank you for becoming the family of my heart, and may my love live forever in you as eternal peace. Thank you. Won't you be seated? If you will use this consistently and persistently, continuously, with conscious command, you shall see flame after flame go forth into conditions, and those conditions become the perfection of eternal love. May it illumine the earth until every shadow is gone forever. The cosmic Christ fire of the love of that mighty I Am Presence is the only authority through all life on this earth for eternity. Then shall the world itself become a sun, an altar of the ascended Master's love in cosmic action, whose everlasting all-Christ fire produces joy and perfection and the music of eternal freedom throughout creation with full power. May its victory draw you unto its altar this day, and there you abide forever. Thank you for this opportunity, and may my love prove the reality of my existence and the victorious power of the sacred fire ever and ever and ever give you all of every good thing. I bless you with my love of eternity. Beloved mighty Vesta, thank you for your love. Thank you for your willingness to help us. May we dwell forever in your heart's flame, that our own mighty I Am presence may have unconditional freedom through us to blaze its cosmic Christ fire of eternal love into everything in this world until it compels perfection. And eternal peace, once again, is the only authority that can govern mankind. The eternal peace of that mighty I Am presence, in its great cosmic Christ fire, may its love blaze everywhere now and dissolve everything unlike itself. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring everywhere into the physical world of the great heart flame of love, eternal in that cosmic Christ fire of the mighty I Am presence, the ascended host, the cosmic beings, and the great angelic host, till that flame covers the earth and compels the end of everything that is not the authority of that all Christ love of the mighty I Am presence everywhere in this world for eternity. We accept the fullness of its presence, its power, its authority, and its action. And may its flame forever hold command. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with the all-Christ flame of your love of the cosmic fire in through and around us all. Make us a dazzling sun of its presence and convey our love and gratitude to the great cosmic being, beloved mighty Vesta, in the love for the love she has given us this hour. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved Victory, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved mighty Vesta, the great cosmic being Vesta. And thank you, beloved mighty Cyclopea, mighty Lando, mighty Venus, mighty Son of Gomorrah, and all who are pouring their radiation through the royal Teton. Thank you, every being in power of life who has poured love to us. Now make us this great all-Christ flame of its dazzling, victorious presence everywhere in the physical octave until peace reigns supreme everywhere in this world for eternity and the almighty authority of the love of our mighty I Am presence is the only government in every nation, in every individual, and everybody and everything on this earth for eternity. May the beloved mighty Vesta blaze the all-Christ flame of love from her heart around everyone in our national defense and compel their immediate return to stay here and fulfill the divine plan as life intends. May her great flame of love blaze around everyone in Congress and in our government and dissolve all authority in this world that is not the eternal authority of the all-Christ love of that mighty I Am presence throughout creation. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible, fiery presence with us and your all-Christ fiery love to be the authority that rules and possesses everything in our beings and worlds for eternity. beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with everything in this world that is not the all Christ love, fiery love of the mighty omnipresence and the ascended host. Move us forward and command the descent of that all Christ fire and all Christ love of the mighty omnipresence and the ascended host to possess and govern the earth and make itself manifest in the physical world until not one shadow of the human can ever live again anywhere in the universe. We thank thee for eternity, for the love that has been given us this day. America, thou home of the sacred fire of the mighty I Am presence, that unfed flame of all Christ's love, wisdom, and power, may thy heart of love blaze its eternal authority and cosmic fire everywhere in the world, till nothing can live on this earth but the ascended masters, all Christ flame of cosmic love from that mighty I Am presence, and eternal happiness once again make the earth luminous and its mankind all ascended. And we accept that even as we make the call. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, and especially to beloved mighty cosmic being, blessed Vesta, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it with the all Christ fiery love of all creation, and blaze it around the earth till peace is eternal and forever rules supreme with full power. The mighty I Am presence and his cosmic government of all Christ love become the government of our land and every land on the earth until shadows can never live or exist again anywhere in creation. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation, and let the great cosmic love supply of all Christ's blessings to the earth from our mighty omnipresence and the ascended host flood forth into the hands and use of all under this radiation until there is not room to receive the blessings poured forth, and the divine plan fulfilled ever bears witness to our obedience to the law of love from our own mighty I Am presence until we all stand ascended in free. And make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to wisdom, the great divine plan. To this end do we continue in action, till our beloved I Am presence rules everywhere, and it's all Christ fiery love is the governing authority throughout the universe of its perfection and eternal happiness. As we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the cosmic Christ, all fiery love from the mighty I Am presence, the ascended host, the cosmic beings and the great angelic host, the physical sun, the great central sun itself, and make that flame blaze everywhere, in and around and to us all, be our pathway, be the only authority in our beings and worlds, and compel the all Christ love and fiery victory of eternal freedom and eternal peace to the earth, to come forth swifter than lightning and shut off everything else, even now, as our hearts make the call.